Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Imagine finding someone's cell phone in the back of a Lyft or an Uber and trying to return it and finding out it belongs to a celebrity. And then she becomes your friend. It's a true story. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on San Diego's number one for new country, 103.7 KSON. So a couple in New York City found actress Molly Shannon's phone in the back of a cab, and they went to return it to her, and they ended up becoming friends. In the video here, Molly appears, and they make a joke that she's going to spend the night.
So Josephine and I are coming home from New York Comic Con, and a phone starts ringing in the back of the cab. We pick it up and eventually find out whose phone it is. And we get a phone call from somebody who's very nervous that they've lost their phone. And look whose phone it is.
Molly Shannon.
How about that? No, so this has never happened to me because I am very reliable with my phone. But it must have felt slipped out of my purse. And I was panicked. I got back to my hotel and I did the find my iPhone. And I'm seeing my phone on like 33rd Street. And I'm like, I'm never going to get it back. But then I called the hotel and they called my number. And Vincent was so kind to pick up. And I got my phone back from Vincent and Josephine. And I said, it's very serendipitous that we all meet. So there's some reason for it.
Yes,
so,
and then I let her know that she's staying the night.
Yeah, it all worked out great.
Super cute. We've either had the experience of losing a cell phone or finding someone's cell phone. My husband recently left his cell phone at the dentist office. I got a call from them letting me know that they had it. And of course, what is your first thought? Oh, I got to call him and let him know they have his phone. Oh, wait, I can't do that. They have his phone. When is he going to realize it? Will he come all the way home before he figures it out? 833-287-1037. What happened when you lost your phone, or what happened when you found someone else's? Were you able to get it back to him? Share your story right now. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the Morning on KSON. Talking earlier about the couple in New York City who found a cell phone in the backseat of the cab that ended up belonging to actress Molly Shannon. And they were able to get it back to her, and she had fun making a video with them. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on KSON. What is your story on finding a phone or losing a phone? 833-287-1037. Let's go to Eastlake and say good morning to Nicole. Nicole, go ahead and share your story about finding or losing a cell phone.
Actually, my son was walking our dog around the park near where we live, and a group of four boys actually ended up taking it from him. And we ended up chasing the kids down the street. They tossed it. The next day, I get a phone call from some sweet person who was walking their dog and found his phone on the side of the street where they tossed it because we were chasing them.
So started out awful, but ended up good.
Yeah, she was super sweet. She worked for an insurance agency over in National City. Lived down the street from us, and she called. And my son, of course, you know, their teenagers are tied to their phones.
So yeah, I bet he was grateful.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
All right, that's awesome. Thank you so much, hon.
Thanks.
You bet. Brittany's in Santee. Brittany, go ahead and share your story. Lost or found cell phone? Which one?
I lost my cell phone. A few weeks ago, we were on our sailboat, and I put it on the cushion like I normally do. It bounced off, and it's at the bottom of a marina.
Oh, no.
For a good, 2 hours, and then a diver was so nice to go down and get it for me. But, of course, it was done. Dead. So I was out of a phone for, about 2.5 days.
Okay, so how did you find a diver to go get that for you?
He was cleaning off bottoms of boats, and I said I dropped my cell phone down there, and he just dove down and got it for me.
God, he must find so much stuff.
He said there was a bunch of stuff down there.
Yeah, I bet.
Including my phone. So, yes, it was traumatic.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, and then it's dead anyway. Oh, you need that floaty case they make for when you're on boats.
It's funny. I have 5 of them on our boat, and I just thought, you know, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I always do this. But now it's always on my phone as soon as I walk on the dock.
There you go. Perfect.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Expensive lesson learned. Thanks, honey.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right, bye. Chandra and Fallbrook, go ahead and share your phone story. Lost, found, which one?
So it isn't my personal story, but a friend of mine, when he was stationed in Hawaii, he lost his Apple Watch while scuba diving one time.
Okay.
And, you know, he's like, a loss is a loss. I'll get another one. But then 2 years later, this random 808 number gives him a phone call, and he says, how can I help you? And he's like, dude, I think I have your Apple Watch.
Oh, my God. How cool.
So he was just like, hey, you know what? Don't worry about mailing it. I am so, like, mind blown that you found it. I'm going to fly out so I can personally meet you and say thank you. The other guy just happened to be scuba diving in the local area and caught something kind of flashing down at the bottom, picked it up. Somehow it was still working. And 2 years later, he was able to do an Apple search and was able to get my buddy's phone number.
That's so crazy. So crazy. What a great story. Thanks for sharing it, hon.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good one.
You bet. Jessica, you have an interesting story about finding a cell phone. Go ahead.
We went up north and stayed at a hotel and the car went into valet. When we got our car back on the way home, we found a cell phone in the back seat. And it was an old one, like an old flip phone.
Okay. And this is your car, your personal car.
This is my personal car.
Okay.
So me and my friends, we open it to see if we can find out who it is. We see all these text messages. I don't think this person was using the phone for good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What was on the phone?
There was questions about getting some product.
Okay.
From the person. There were pictures of things that were very unsavory.
Okay.
And so we decided that maybe I don't want to, I just threw the phone away because I didn't want to deal with it because it was very scary.
You know, that would freak me out too because it was in my personal car in the back seat.
Why was that in the back seat? Why was it in the back seat in a pocket, by the way?
Yeah. They were using your car for nefarious things. Jess,
yeah.
Your car was involved in nefarious actions.
Oh, 100%. And so it's like the next 2 months, I was paranoid that my car would, I'd get pulled over and be like, sorry, it's a drug bust. You're a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Or something hidden in your car.
I know.
Oh, I would be so panicky too. Wow. Jessica, nefarious car.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.